Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Yep. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal mini episode. A mini episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listeners, have at home. Bitch, I've been gone, but I'm back like cooked crack. That's right. I had to take a little bit of a hiatus on the mini episodes. I'm in the middle of filming something very wonderful, a show called Bust Down that my friends and I have been making for quite a while. And it's kicking my ass. It's taking all of my free time away from me. So I haven't had a chance to sit down and talk to you, you beautiful fucks, the way I want to. But guess what, idiots? I'm back and I'm ready to talk that shit. I'm ready to dig into your theories, the shit that you believe in, all the erotic fan fiction that lives in your head. I'm ready to do this. And boy, do we have an exciting one today. A person, dare I say, a human being named Devin. I think it's Devin. It might be Devon. I don't know. If I listen back to the message, I'll probably have a better sense of how to pronounce this person's name. But they sent me a message and I'm going to play it for you now.
Hey, Langston, this is Devin. First off, I want to say Devin, I'm a huge fan of the podcast, and I've also been a huge fan of you since I saw you as Bootleg Hawkeye in The Boys.
Hurtful.
I'm surprised you didn't also get nominated for an Emmy like the rest of the cast, but I guess you win some, you lose some.
Not sure.
But anyway, on to the conspiracy. So my mama told me that the reason why Michael Jackson had a high-pitched voice for all his life was because Joe Jackson cut off his balls when he was younger. Now, I want to make this very clear. I don't believe this shit one bit. One, because it's stupid. And second, because the person who told me had a really bad lisp, so I probably heard it wrong.
Oof.
And second, he's also one of those people who didn't think COVID exists. So what my question is, where the fuck did this conspiracy come from? Was this dude just crazy as hell? Or is this something that's, you know, in the black conspiracy ecosystem? Again, thanks again, and keep up the good work.
Well, Devin. Or should I say, piece of shit who took multiple shots at me for no fucking reason. First of all, my character is not Bootleg Hawkeye. He's Eagle the Archer. He is maybe cooler than Hawkeye because he doesn't beat his wife like the real Hawkeye. Second of all, domestic violence not funny, but boy, was that joke silly to me. So, you know, you win some, you lose some. And why bring up the Emmy nominations of all things, Devin? God damn it. I won an Emmy, but I'm probably not going to get an Emmy for a 3-4 episode guest role. But you didn't have to mention the fact that I didn't get nominated. It is what it is. And third of all, lisps do not have to be bad things. I'm trying to make peace with the lisp that I have, and I know when you brought that up, you were bringing it up with it, knowing that I'm sensitive about the fact that I can't pronounce my S's and P's correctly. You're a mean piece of shit, Devin. You're a garbage fuck. But thank you so much for sending us this conspiracy theory. It is, in fact, an exciting one. And I have to say, in doing this research, this question of whether or not Michael Jackson was castrated as a child is not as insane as this anti-vaxxer, anti-COVID, whatever person is making it seem. It actually it's got some legs under it, some little legs, because they're prepubescent legs, so they ain't really grown that much. You know what I mean? Okay, so let's start at the basics here, because this is a lot. Michael Jackson apparently may have been castrated by his father, thus leaving him with this childlike voice for the rest of his life. Historically, let's start here. Historically, castration has been used as a tool for controlling the bodies of young boys before puberty takes hold. The three main reasons for castration are, number one, to render men, slaves or servants, more docile. They're apparently less aggravated or wanting to be free when they ain't got no nuts, right? The second reason is to punish criminals and to thwart the impulses of sex offenders. For example, castration, and this is a fucked up interpretation of this suggestion, but castrations were briefly performed on gay men in the 1920s for gay conversion therapy. Basically, castrated men allegedly were freed from their darkest sexual impulses and become much easier to control. Apparently, when a dude ain't horny no more, he's real likable. And he, I guess, being horny for men was not ideal in the 1920s, so they were willing to cut people's balls off to make sure that they didn't feel that way anymore. But the final example of the way that castration is used, and this is the one that most closely relates to our conversation around Michael Jackson, castration also showed up in Italy in the 16th century to prevent young boys' singing voices from changing due to puberty. They're called castrati, or castratos, which are like male sopranos. In order to preserve the prepubescent voice in boys, the procedure must happen before puberty and not after. So they were basically cutting off boys' balls so that they could sing in a boys' choir in front of men who would eventually sexually molest them. It's a sick game they were playing with these children. And none of it makes me feel good. And so I just kind of try to laugh through it because, boy, is this shit dark. Anyway, the latter, the whole castrati or castratos, the latter, those people are associated with Michael Jackson because of his strangely childlike voice, which he kept all the way up until his death, which some claim would only, that voice that Michael Jackson had would only truly be attainable through medical intervention. Now, those some that claim it are mostly Reddit users and weirdos, but Michael is designated based off of whatever, like, I guess, the magical ears that these music people have. There are people who say that Michael Jackson's voice is a somewhat unique one in that he has what's referred to as a high tenor, which allowed him to cover three or four octaves. And that's not an impossible thing for an adult man. There are a few examples of other famous singers who were able to do it, but challenging for the average post-pubescent person, if that makes sense. That's not an easily attainable feat. And yet Michael Jackson was able to do it. The first suggestion now of Michael Jackson's chemical castration, because we should make that distinction. Your friend, Devin, who sounds like a decent human being, who's being very patient with you and your shit personality, Devin, but the friend of yours who mentioned Michael Jackson's castration referred to him having his balls cut off. While would be funny, I guess, in terms of imagery, I'm imagining adult Michael Jackson and very kitty cat like old Joe Jackson with some scissors chasing his boy around the house so he could cut them balls off. But the castration that actually is at least suggested to have happened to Michael Jackson is not a physical castration with the removal of the testicles, but instead a chemical castration, which means taking a number of medicines, which is meant to basically trick the body into thinking the balls don't exist. By cutting off the testicles, you are essentially cutting off 95% of the body's ability to produce testosterone. By chemical castration, you're able to basically trick the body into the same results while still allowing the person the dignity of having testicles, which I don't know that I would want testicles anymore if I can't be horny with them. It's not like they're like convenient. They get in the way of quite a few things. They're not the coolest looking part of the body. I think, you know, the penis, I like my penis. I'm cool with that. I'll keep it. You know what I mean? In pictures and stuff, it looks cool. It fits. But the balls don't add much, as far as I'm concerned. And I could see myself without it. It'd sort of be like going from an iPhone 7 to an iPhone 10. You know what I mean? Just sleeker and smoother, I think. Just more of what you think you need, even though you didn't know you needed it until after you lose it. That's the vibe I'm going for. Anyway, Michael Jackson was supposedly chemically castrated by his father, who chemically castrated him by introducing acne medications, by basically slipping chemical castration roofies into Michael Jackson's acne medications when he started to break out as a young boy. Now, the first suggestion of Michael's chemical castration comes from French doctor and opera lover Alain Branchereau. That's how I'm going to refer to this motherfucker. And if that's not correct, I'm so sorry, Mr. Branchereau. I'm sure you're dead, but your ghost lives on with me. And I hope that your ghost is okay with the pronunciation that I came up with. But opera lover Alain Branchereau, who told Medical Express that Michael Jackson's voice was clearly the voice of a castrato. He did all this research. Apparently, he just loved the opera so much that he could listen to a song and be like, that motherfucker ain't got no balls. I can hear it. He also suggests that Michael Jackson could have been given the anti-male hormone sepiapterone as an acne treatment, which Branchereau said Michael Jackson complained about receiving at age 12. So he complains about taking this drug, which subsequently is the thing that turns him into a boy forever. Now, this leads us to the heart of the conspiracy theory, right? Which is Joe Jackson giving him these drugs to keep him as a young boy, which is a pretty, I guess, it just seems like a risky choice on the part of Joe Jackson. You know what I mean? He's sitting here with a fucking gold mine of a child. Couldn't be a more talented human being on the earth at that point. And you're thinking, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to risk it all to give this kid an experimental drug to make sure that he stays a kid instead of seeing what this body potentially could turn into. And I don't, you know, I don't know enough about how much control you have with chemical castrations, but I have to assume it's not like you can completely keep a person from growing. You're not stunting them or trapping them in that body forever. You're just making them grow weird now. So it just sounds like a risky fucking choice on the part of Joe Jackson. In fact, to that point, the drug is said to also thwart body hair from growing and affects the bones, leaving the body with a slight frame but a large chest. So basically, you grow up real skinny with a football player titties. I don't know. I'm not fully understanding what that means. The treatment effectively keeps a child's larynx all his life in a man's body. Later, that old Branchereau bitch wrote a book called Michael Jackson, The Secret of the Voice, even though he never met Michael Jackson and didn't know shit about his nuts, but he wrote it in French. And a lot of people, I guess, read it. And now some claim that this theory doesn't make any sense. Right. This whole Branchereau argument doesn't make any sense because the drug that was suggested that Michael Jackson used was still in clinical trials in the early 1970s when Michael would have been of age for his transition through puberty. Right. So it would not have been readily available. It wasn't just on the market for people to use. Still, in my mind, it is possible that with the Jacksons' resources, they might have had access to a drug well before it was available to the public. Now, many conspiracy theorists have used this as proof in explaining not only Michael Jackson's childlike behavior and voice, but also the reason why he couldn't have sexually assaulted all those kids. You know, they're saying like, hey, the man's nuts didn't work. He literally couldn't have had sex because of his castration, which means he couldn't have sexually assaulted those kids, which means we can still listen to Heal the World without any irony whatsoever. That said, I did some research, and there is a fair amount of evidence that people can still fuck even after castration, right? Because only 95% of the testosterone is cut off in the body, you can still find your way to getting hard and doing whatever it is you need to do with another person, ideally. And I guess in this case, to another person, if that's the sick type of person you are. Now, there also is evidence that you can counteract the chemical castration to some extent. I think a fair amount of permanent damage is done, but you can counteract some of that chemical castration by taking testosterone as supplements. Here's where things get even more interesting. Is that Conrad Murray, the doctor who spent 2 years. You guys know Conrad Murray. You love Conrad Murray. Everybody loves Conrad Murray. He's our best friend. You know him best from the 2 years in prison he spent for murdering Michael Jackson. You know that doctor that gave him too much propofol and murdered him? Well, Conrad Murray came out in 2016 to confirm that Michael Jackson had opened up to him about being castrated with fake acne drugs by his father. Conrad Murray actually went on a long rant where he shamed Joe Jackson. He said, "Joe Jackson, you're a bad guy. You should be ashamed of yourself. How could you? Meanwhile, ye had murdered his son." This world is insane and we're all going to die silly. Anyway, Conrad Murray comes out and says that Michael Jackson had opened up to him about all of this stuff. And he later even wrote a tell-all book called This Is It, The Secret Lives of Dr. Conrad Murray and Michael Jackson, where he detailed all of the Jackson's family's secrets, including the fact that Joe Jackson had abused his children so bad that he literally changed their chemical makeup. Anyway, do I think, to your question, Devin, to your larger concern, do I actually think that Michael Jackson was chemically castrated? I do not. I don't actually believe that Joe Jackson had the intelligence or even the know-how to chemically castrate his son. I do think that if you beat the shit out of a kid enough, their voice will turn into something they did not expect and you did not expect. And for whatever reason, Joe Jackson punched Michael Jackson in the chest and face and penis maybe often enough that it fucked up his brain chemistry and his behavior and turned him into the person that we now recognize as one of the greatest pop artists of all time. One or two more punches and he probably would have turned into a mall shooter. But you hit him the right amount of times, I guess, Joe, and you got yourself a pop star. So I don't know. It's all pretty fucked up. It makes me sad. I will also say that there's a fair amount of sickos out there, and this part really fucked me up, who said that Joe Jackson potentially chemically castrated his son because he recognized that he was a pedophile at a young age and had to do something about it. And this was his way of not only keeping Michael Jackson from sexually assaulting kids in the future, but also keeping him as the emerging star that he was. So, you know, it all just seems to be a constant effort to preserve the humanity and heroics of people who probably don't deserve that kind of love. Maybe we should just like the music that they make and avoid dealing in the human trash that they sometimes are. Or not. I don't know. It's not for me to decide. I just be talking on a microphone. And there's a possibility you guys will want to get rid of me someday for the stupid shit that I say. So I'm not going to sit here and judge anybody. I will say, Conrad Murray, fuck you. I think that's fair. I think we can all agree on Conrad Murray. Fuck Conrad Murray. Everybody else, everything else is up for grabs, but fuck Conrad Murray. And that's it. That's everything I got for you guys. This has been a dark, deeply saddening episode. Mini episode of My Mama Told Me. Glad I came back to make us all feel bad. If you want to send me conspiracy theories about the voices of pedophiles, please send them to mymamapod@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. And as always, subscribe, comment, review. I don't know how this works, but damn it, you do. And you have the power in your hands. Please don't be selfish. Review my shit. Review my shit because my ego needs it. Otherwise, I'll chemically castrate you. Oh, I can't say that. I'm so sorry. Okay, bye.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.